Yeah, I said it going into the break. Weird to introduce our next guest as the special advisor to the GM for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Shane Doan, who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Doaner, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Vinny. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on the new job, first and foremost.
I think that's the same job title George Costanza had with the Yankees. This special advisor to the traveling secretary.
To the traveling secretary. That's a big difference. Do you want to rebut that?
Was that the joke that didn't make the sports
No,
come
no,
on,
no. This week. Okay.
I'm working on my desk right now. Remember, he brought in the carpenter and built like a whole sleeping desk underneath it and everything. Yeah. So.
Okay, so this decision, I know because I've talked to people, have surprised a lot of people, and you can't help but think, if Shane is leaving now, how far are the Coyotes behind? It's very natural to have that feeling. How did this all come about? Tell us this opportunity and what it means to you.
You know what? And without a doubt, Bick, I totally understand that, but that is nothing. I don't view that at all that way. And yet the timing obviously is weird and it's not, optically doesn't look like you want it, but that's not my fear at all. The way it came about was Brad Tree Living, who him and I have been friends for about 20 years. He got the job in Toronto. I kind of talked to him with a couple other teams that will maybe doing a little bit more on the management side. And he called me and asked, and I was excited. I was really excited. You don't get the opportunity to go to Toronto too often, and you don't get the opportunity to go to Toronto when they have a really good team at all. So those two things kind of paired together. And when they did, it was, my kids are also at an age where they're kind of heading out of the house. My youngest son is 17, and he's kind of thinks he can do everything on his own, but not quite yet. But, we had an opportunity as a family to talk about it, and they really, really pushed for me to try something. And so I was excited.
This opportunity that's in front of you in Toronto, Shane, is that something that was ever possible in Arizona? Was it ever discussed during the last few years? Because, you have shown the propensity to have an acumen for this. You just you're the GM of the gold medal winning team for Canada in the IIHF World Championship. So was that ever discussed as a possibility in Arizona?
The way that the structure is, it's not really set up that way. So and I understood that and I knew that, and so it was one of those things that I had the opportunity to work with Javier and with Alex Morello Sr. and to be around them a lot. And so it was a little bit of a different role. And then I helped out a little bit on the hockey ops, not as much, but it was more kind of on the other side. I got to do stuff with Andre Tarney this last year, which actually Jared and I were talking about it before I came on. Just, I got to coach with him and be around the players on a daily basis, which I really, really enjoyed. And that was something that, got my appetite back for maybe being more on the hockey side.
So here's the thing that I think a lot of Coyote fans were wondering, was there anything the Coyotes could have done or offered you to keep you rooted here, or was this opportunity just too good?
This opportunity is really good. Like, this is a special opportunity, and that's something that I got excited about. It's with somebody that I'm really good friends with, and then Toronto's right there. Like, if you look at what they've done in the last 4 years, I know they haven't won as many playoff rounds as they wanted, but at the same time, they've been in the top three or four teams in the league every year, and that window isn't closing. It's open, and it's something that to have an opportunity to do that in Toronto, which is, it's kind of like the New York Yankees of our sport. There's only so many franchises in the world that kind of are emblematic of the whole sport. I mean, you look at the Yankees and maybe the Dodgers, and you look at the Cowboys, maybe the Celtics and the Lakers, and Toronto's out in our sport, and to have a chance to work there when they have a really good team, it was really exciting.
Well, you know what it is, though? This is sort of like the Curt Schilling effect. He went to Boston and was part of such a hallmark triumph that he's now part of Red Sox lore, as well as Diamondbacks lore. You pull this off and win a cup with the Maple Leafs, that's historic, and you know that. So what is your level of mixed emotions? Because you are Captain Coyote, for goodness sakes.
Hey, my son's still on the Coyotes, so I'm still 100% vested in cheering for the Coyotes as well. And this is an opportunity to do something that, yeah, like you win in Toronto, it's so special. It is, it's one of those things that, and I joked a little bit about, like, hey, love them or hate them, Toronto is kind of the center of hockey, and you have to understand that, and everybody in the sport understands it, and I think that there's an opportunity there to have a really good team and to do something, and Brad Treliving is somebody that I have so much respect for, and to have an opportunity to kind of be around him a lot and be working with him a lot was really exciting.
Shane Doan, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Outside of the opportunity being tremendous, and it is, but was your decision to take this job at all influenced, Doner, by the late days of your playing career when you had opportunities to go play for another organization and you chose to stay in Arizona? Was there maybe any, I don't know, underlying regret that you didn't leave and explore other opportunities that led to this decision?
You know what? And this sounds funny. There really isn't. I've looked at it and thought about it, and there's all kinds of things that you know, you can play the what-if game, and this could have happened or that could have happened, and it could have went and been great, but it could have went and been horrible if you went somewhere else. Yeah. And I had an absolute blast playing every year in Arizona and having the chance to make that my home. My kids are... That is home forever for all of us. That is where we'll always be. My kids are from there. This is where they love Arizona. I love Arizona. It's home. Like, there's no way that I would change any of that. This is more the family as a whole is probably in a spot where you could make this decision and not really have the ramifications I would have had in the past. And now it's a unique thing with somebody that I really enjoy. They have a guy there also, Ryan Hardy. He's a guy my son played for him in Chicago. He's another guy that I'm really close with. Brendan Shanahan's a guy that I've obviously don't know well, but I've gotten to, from afar, kind of respected everything they've done. And it's unique. It's a unique experience. And Josh kind of coming into the organization, I wasn't part of them drafting him. And not that this had anything to do with it at all, zero to do with it, but it is something that we've talked about, is let him kind of do his thing. And he's still with the Coyotes and very excited and can't wait to play and wants an opportunity to play. And that just kind of, I think, makes everything a little easier as well.
All right. I don't know how looped in you were with the Coyotes and their preliminary discussions in trying to get an arena here. I know that you did yeoman's work trying to pimp the new structure that was shot down by Tempe voters. Are you aware of any other plan Bs? Do you know anything about that might comfort Coyote fans?
Yes, that there are other opportunities and there are other places that, I mean, even before the Morello's family bought the place, that there was a couple other places that I've been looking at and working with some other people and trying to get a spot to put a building. And obviously they have to find a way to get a building somewhere in the valley. And on top of that, it's... The valley's growing. This is a place that you want to be. If you're a league, you want to be in Arizona and you want to find a way to stay. And it's important that they find a way to stay. And you look at Gary Bettman's track record with the valley and the state, and Bill Daley's determination to find. They will exhaust every way possible, and if there is a way, they'll find it. And I have, and obviously, I'm still hoping and doing whatever I can to figure out a way to see if there's any chance that we can find something, and that they can find something that would work. And that's something that I'm confident that they will.
You know, the Arizona Sports app works north of the border, correct, Doner?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure. We're not going to be losing a listener in all of this, too.
No chance. And I will be traveling lots, but I will always be coming back to Arizona, and I'll be there considerably more than you probably want me there, and I'll be around and able to see and swing by and give it to Jared. And
good. Please do.
Can you put in a good word with Austin Matthews? Tell him how great the Coyotes are? And that'd be a nice final thing to do for the franchise if you want to do that.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. And my phone may work better up there.
Yes, I was going to say.
That's true. That's exciting.
Toronto's probably going to upgrade your cell phone package.
Remember
right?
When we had him on from... Where did China or something? And it was perfectly clear. Or Switzerland, yeah, we had him on. It was perfectly clear.
He's up in the Alps, and it was perfectly clear. Yeah,
it's just around here. It's his mansion in the valley that it doesn't
work. Well, donor, listen, it's not an easy thing. You know, it's like I said in real time, it's like that old Shane cowboy movie, right? The end of it, don't go, Shane, don't go. But as a show, I'm speaking for all of us. We are tremendously excited for you. I know you resisted the urge to ever leave this franchise in the past. You deserve this, my man. So go knock it out of the park.
Well, thanks, Vic. I appreciate it. And I absolutely, absolutely appreciate all the time you guys have had for me, because it is, I get more comments from people about our conversations than pretty much anything now. And it's one of the things I enjoy the most. And I've absolutely loved this. And I, like I said, my phone is definitely going to work in Toronto. Right. So you guys have me whenever all you guys right, want man. Me.
Sounds good. Thanks for putting up with us, Shane. We appreciate it over the years.
Get a championship for Toronto because you're right. The Maple Leafs are like the Boston Celtics, but it's like if the Boston Celtics lost to the Atlanta Hawks in the first round every year or something like that. So like, bring them back to actual glory.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Hey, you know what?
It's emotional parting shot.
Yeah, I get to just get rid of Jared, and that's all I needed to do. Just move somewhere far away from Jared.
We got to the bottom of it. We got to the bottom of it. There you go.
Now we know the reason.
Now we know the reason. I don't blame you.
We're writing up the story for the website now, Shane.